USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration's continuing to pitch lawmakers on Capitol Hill on a huge economic stimulus plan to help Americans impacted by the coronavirus outbreak. The top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer, says Democrats would have one requirement of any such bill.
Focus on the people who need help the most, the workers, the families.
In fact, the Washington Post reports the plan would provide two payments to working Americans of around $1,000 each. The first payment going out around April 6th, the second wave of payments would go out on May 18th. President Trump has chosen Christopher Miller to be the next director of the National Counterterrorism Center. He was formerly the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Special Operations and Combating Terrorism. He'll replace Joseph McGuire, who Trump chose to be Acting Director of National Intelligence, though McGuire left that position in February. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
A government economic report just out this morning showing the coronavirus pandemic is making the nation's unemployment lines longer. The Labor Department reporting around 281,000 Americans filed first-time claims last week, and that is 70,000 more than the week before. For those who don't follow these reports week to week, generally the changes in either direction are never much more than 3, 4, 5,000 week to week. Some encouraging news coming out of China concerning the outbreak of coronavirus there. The country reporting no new cases were confirmed yesterday, the first day that's happened in China since the outbreak began there in December. The earth is getting a break from pollution thanks to the virus. Environmental experts say smog levels in hard-hit countries like China and Italy have been markedly reduced after businesses closed during those outbreaks. Similar declines expected soon in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A Republican U.S. senator with concerns about the hospitality industry during the coronavirus crisis.
Millions of people are working from home, off the job, or out of school as the virus spreads. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins fears the economic downturn will harm small businesses.
The hospitality industry in particular, the restaurants, the B&Bs, the gift shops, the small hotels, are being adversely affected by the virus.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The NBA could play a charity game to give basketball-starved fans something to watch. During these days of isolation, the NBA commissioner telling ESPN a charity competition of some kind separate from league play is possible, adding he's not prepared to cancel the season but admits he's not sure on how the schedule is going to look or if fans will be able to attend when play does resume. Volvo is recalling 121,000 vehicles because of a problem with automatic emergency brakes that don't work. Notices will be sent out by May 1st. And an astronaut from Apollo 15 has died. Alfred Warden died at the age of 88. NASA's administrator is saying that Warden had achievements in space and on Earth that will never be forgotten. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.